It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 12th. I'm Ben Johnson. We talked earlier this week about Uber and how the company was staring down a ruling in Europe's highest court on whether it is indeed a software company, as it likes to imply, or more of a transportation company. Well, the European Court of Justice will decide for sure in a few months, but it usually goes with the recommendations of advocate generals, one of which recommended this week that the ECJ rule Uber a transportation company. Rob Enderle is principal analyst at Enderle Group. Rob, if this recommendation turns into a ruling, what will it mean for Uber?
It means that they'll be compared or have to follow the same rules that, say, taxi companies do, which means their workers can unionize, and unions are very powerful in Europe. They'll probably have to provide benefits for those workers per European law. They won't be able to shut down operations as long as the company is profitable. That's mostly in Germany, but there are other areas in Europe that have similar rules. In other words, they stop being a software company and floating through without any real regulation and start being a regulated company that is providing a service.
Does this put the company overall pretty off balance as it tries to operate and maintain its sort of dominance and effectiveness both at home and abroad?
It could put the company out of business. Companies just are not structured to handle this kind of a cost price increase over what could be a very short period of time. So whether Uber knows it or not, they're fighting for their life at the moment.
Uber is trying to expand into other services other than just supplying taxi service, right? So they're doing food delivery and other things like that. Do you think the impact that we've been talking about to the company includes all of the services that it's trying to create?
Well, it's going to have to increase the other services. I mean, as you point out, they're doing delivery. But be aware, we've got another competitor that's expected to enter the market in Amazon later on. So they've got a lot of issues going forward. Even Ford is looking at entering the space, and therefore, at least right now, they're actually ahead of Amazon in terms of funding the effort. And they actually make cars, which would make the path to that end game of providing cars as a service much better for them, and they're much more used to dealing with these kinds of regulations. So at the end of the day, yes, Uber is going to expand services, but they're also going to face a ton more competition, and the cost that we're talking about will apply to most of those services as well.
Rob Enderle, he is principal analyst at Enderle Group. Rob, thank you very much.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's Silicon Valley time. My guest this week, Alex Davies, transportation editor for Wired. We have played before. He's back. Alex, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do it.
18 people.
Oh.
I'll give you a slight hint.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that they were French.
This has something to do with the French election.
Yeah, you took a really wide shot at a really large barn, and you have struck it.
Okay, great.
So this is the number of people on French President-elect Emmanuel Macron's digital team that helped thwart a hacking attempt a few days before the national election. We all know about this big data leak that happened. The campaign put in phony documents to basically throw the hackers off the trail of the real documents that might actually interest them. I thought that was interesting.
And it's scary that, like, election hacking is now just apparently part of politics. It's just part of the landscape now.
It's a thing now. All right, what do you got for me?
All right, I've got 3 million miles.
Hyperloop, Elon Musk, Mars. No, I don't know.
No, I would love to see a Hyperloop that could go 5 miles, let alone 3 million. 3 million miles is Waymo, that's Google's self-driving car outfit, announced earlier this week that its cars just surpassed the 3 million mile mark in terms of public road testing, which is far and away more than anybody else in this industry.
So it's not like a normal milestone, so to speak, just blows all the other competition out of the water.
Blows everybody else out of the water. And what's interesting to see is how fast they're accelerating. It took them years and years to get to 1 million. Took them like 2 years to get to 2 million, and they did this last million in the course of a few months or something like that.
Fair enough. All right. 500 million computers.
Mm-hmm. I'm stumped. I've got nothing.
All right, perfect. I did my job. This is actually the number of devices that have installed the Windows 10 operating system. That's a whole lot of Windows 10.
That's a lot of Windows 10, yeah.
Do you have any Windows machines?
I've got one. I've got an old Toshiba laptop.
Nice.
But it's like I haven't used it in 3 years, and it's very, very dusty.
Does it still have that rolling green pasture that was like on every Windows machine in the early 2000s? Does it have that?
Yeah, I never bothered to change it.
All right, what do you got for me?
$8 million.
$8 million is the amount of money spent on that new Amazon Echo video calling device that was rolled out this week.
No, although this does have a camera. That is how much Snap made selling spectacles in the first quarter of this year.
Snap, man.
Yeah.
Rough end of the week for that company, huh?
Rough end of the week, but it turns out people really like spectacles.
I'm going to admit something. I bought a pair.
Really?
And I'm going to admit something else. I haven't used them in months. Alex Davies, transportation editor for Wired. His reporting on the future of transportation from self-driving cars to SpaceX is on Wired.com. Alex, thank you very much for playing Tally with me.
Thanks. It's a good game.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.